All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this special edition of the News Desk. Now, some of you are wondering, where's our toy news? Well, don't worry. We've got a bunch of news desks actually coming out later tonight. And depending on where you live and how long YouTube or iTunes or whatever it takes to aggregate this, maybe you'll see it first thing tomorrow morning. But we are working on some stuff tonight. We're going to have toys, we're going to have comic books, we're going to have wrestling, all in their very own videos going up later today. But this video, as you can tell right now, is something quick and dirty we're putting up. Ha, dirty, I get it. All right, basically, we need some feedback from you guys. As you probably noticed, the last couple weeks, things at the Pop Culture Network have gotten a little crazy. Schedules have changed. There's been some personal things going on with different people. And we're basically looking at the future of the Pop Culture Network. Now, you've probably noticed if you've been with us for the long haul, things have changed quite a bit over the years. From where we were in 2005 to 2008 to 2010 to now in 2012, every few years things are basically drastically different from where they were the 2 years prior. So the question is, where are we going to focus going forward? Obviously, shows are going to have to be tweaked a little bit. Schedules are going to be changing for some of this stuff. And as we kind of get our act together and recalibrate what we're doing around here, we wanted to hear from you guys. So here's the question. When we focus our efforts going forward, are you more interested in some of the shorter video-centric type content that we've put out over the years? Things like the way That New Toy Smell originally started in little 8-minute to 12-minute chunks, the way we do things like Comic Nation TV or The News Desk or Not Meant in Box or any of those type shows? Or are you more interested in the longer audio-centric type content, things like Comaholics and It Figures and Masters of the Universe Chronicles and shows like that where it's more, you know, discussion and they can go 45 minutes, they can go 2 hours and 20 minutes, you know, it just kind of depends. Now, some of you on YouTube are probably going, what's Masters of the Universe Chronicles? What's Comaholics? Well, those are our long podcast shows and those are available at popculturenetwork.com. But the key thing here is going forward, we are going to make a push to make everything available everywhere that we do. So if you're only following us on YouTube, you're going to start getting some of those shows that you're less familiar with on YouTube. If you're only getting us through iTunes, you're going to start seeing more of this stuff pop up in iTunes. You're no longer going to find those things separated because we've always focused mainly on getting stuff out through popculturenetwork.com. That's the main place to go to get all of our stuff. And then, you know, audio stuff goes one way, video stuff goes another way, and some things kind of cross over between the two. But what we want to know is, which do you prefer? Because going forward, we're going to focus more on one style or the other. Now, those of you watching on YouTube, you've no doubt seen It Figures come through as a video cast. Video Game Losers is set up pretty much the same way. It's basically a couple of guys sitting in front of a microphone and doing a podcast, but there happens to be a camera rolling. We're thinking about expanding that possibly to some of our other podcast shows, or we're thinking about taking shows like Video Game Losers and It Figures and kind of breaking them down a little bit and making them into these tighter, focused, more video-centric type shows. Now, we're not going to force this change on everything. Some shows are going to work better one way, and some shows are going to work better another way. But, you know, just going forward, which do you guys think you're going to be more interested in? Are you more interested in these long, rambling shows where guys just continue to talk and talk and talk and discuss and crack jokes and not take things so seriously? Or do you prefer more of the, you know, close-up view on the comics, close-up view on the toys, the editing, the voiceovers and the music? And whichever you guys prefer is going to kind of adjust where we focus things going forward. Because again, like I've said, a change has to be made just because changes are already happening behind the scenes. And you've seen that with the way content's been coming out the last couple weeks. Just schedules are changing and, you know, people who are doing 4 or 5 projects in the past want to do 1 or 2 instead. You know, some of us have kids, some of us, you know, have other jobs and whatnot. So it just kind of comes down to what you'd like to see. Now, I know some of you on YouTube, you're only going to reply on YouTube. You're never going to come to popculturenetwork.com. That's fine. Go ahead, leave comments here. We'll try to come take a look at them. But the majority, I urge you, come to popculturenetwork.com, join the forums. That's going to be the number one place where this type of stuff is going to get discussed. This is where, you know, you can ask a question and we will reply. You can talk to some of the other people. You can throw out ideas and whatnot about what you'd like to see. But basically, that's going to be the main focus point where we're looking for the feedback. And again, if you're listening on YouTube, or you're watching on Blip, or you're listening on iTunes or whatever, there are places you can leave comments. Go ahead and leave them there, and we will try to take a look at them. But basically, coming to the forum, signing up, and actually entering into the conversation in a more social aspect is actually going to give your comments and your thoughts a little more weight than they are just kind of dropping on some of these aggregate sites. But if you say, I like some of these shorter video shows, but I really love It Figures, and I don't know that I'd want them changed one way or another. Well, things are going to change. Things have to change just because of other things that are going on in the quote-unquote real world. So we want to know where to put our focus. Long, rambling, audio-centric type stuff, or short, tight, video-centric type stuff. And again, we are going to push to get all of that content to YouTube or to iTunes or wherever. So don't feel like if you only go to one place or the other, I get everything through iTunes. I want long audio stuff. Well, I get everything through YouTube. I want video stuff. You're still going to get the same content either way. So the question is, which do you prefer? And that is going to have an impact on where things go in the next few months. There are some changes going on right now. There are some changes that will be coming in the future. There are some changes that may take a year, really, to work themselves out. But we are working on things. And one last thing, I guess I'll just go ahead and throw it in here since we're just kind of throwing this stuff out. We are looking for maybe some other people who would like to get involved in the podcast, but you think, I'm not really a podcast person, I don't really have the editing tools, I don't really have a nice microphone, I don't have a good computer for doing that type of stuff, but if you still want to get involved, if you say, I'm really awesome with toys, or I know a lot about comic books, or I have, great opinions on movies, or whatever, but you just don't know how to put content together, well, that's something else we're kind of looking for, some of those people to use you in some of the stuff that we're already doing, so that way you don't feel like you have to go out and create a show just to be part of the conversation. You know how they have, call-in experts on some, radio shows, or, some guy who comes in on a show just for an episode to, drop a knowledge bomb on people. We're looking for knowledge bombs. That's who we're looking for out there. So feel free to shoot an email, dirt@popculturenetwork.com. If you'd like to be involved in some of that stuff, we can discuss some of that. But again, please come to the popculturenetwork.com forums and join the discussion, and we'll talk about the future of the Pop Culture Network. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Like I said, more updates and videos coming later tonight. For those of you who are already in tomorrow because of time zones and whatnot, well, then, whatever. Knock yourselves out. Talk to you guys later.